how we write our books, your books are pretty much empty, and all of them have buttons in it for you to push. But how do you write your book? Right here. Our stories are written by the choices we make. Say that with me. Our stories are written by the choices we make. Awkward moment. Okay, see, we all have them. We're related. Our stories are written by the choices we make. Let me tell you what I mean by that. A chapter in my life, a book in my life recently ended, and it ended very tragically. And so I was about to start another chapter, another book in my own life's story, my life series. And so I decided I didn't want to keep the tragedy going. I wanted to start a better, happier book. So I decided to do something I'd never done before, to do something, to start something and actually finish it, because I knew that was a struggle of mine. And how many of you have run a marathon or run a race? Anybody? Okay, good for you. A marathon. I chose at that moment to not run one because they're like 100 miles. And I didn't want to do a half marathon either because that's like 200 miles. I mean, do the math. 13. You can tell I went to public school. Okay. All right, but what they did have was an 8K. I looked that up. That's 5 miles, almost 5 miles. Like, oh, I can do 5 miles. Now, you got to understand, I'm not an athletic person. I loathe physical activity. I am happy for the rest of my life with air conditioning and a bed. That's all I need, and I'm happy. Okay? To get me outside when it's above 73 degrees, you have to pay me. All right? So, athletic person, and then me on the other side of the world. That's how non-athletic I am. I want to do something I'd never done before and say I could actually do it. So that's the first step in writing your story. Okay? You choose your story. It's up to you. You choose what story you want to write. Okay, second step. Make a plan, stick to it. That's what I mean by that. So I made a plan. I was going to run every day, and I got these awesome shoes that were not cheap. But I don't like pain either, so I knew these were going to help me not have pain when I run. And that's what I did. So I ran every day. My first days, not so good. I could barely get a half a mile in before I died. And then, but as long as I got out there every day and did it again and got better than I did the day before, just a little bit better, a little bit better. And after a few months, I was getting close to 5 miles. Yes.